Voters in Texas's 6th congressional district are at the polls today deciding on a replacement for a congressman who died from COVID-19 earlier this year. News Nation correspondent Michael Schur reports on how a crowded field of 23 candidates, one person has emerged as a front runner.
Political Eyes are taking a Saturday look at Texas's 6th congressional district, which lies between Dallas and Fort Worth in the area's south, and until this past February was represented in Congress by Republican Ron Wright, who sadly became the first sitting member of Congress to die of COVID-19. But this race carries different weight in a state where Democrats are making inroads and the congressman's widow, Susan Wright, is the front runner. There is also an elephant in the room, former President Donald Trump, who has endorsed Mrs. Wright.
I'm Susan Wright. Losing my husband, Ron, was the darkest day of my life. But I see his light in our family and in the values he lived for.
Of the 23 candidates running, 11 are Republicans, and of those, all but one, Michael Wood, had fought for the support of the defeated president. Wright perhaps won Trump's endorsement because her late husband voted against certifying the Electoral College result in January, and it could help her to galvanize support. In a statement, Wright saying, "I'm so proud to be the only candidate in this race President Trump trusts to be his ally in our fight to make America great again."
We'll find out a little bit about how much his endorsement matters, because he waited not till the last minute, but very close to it, to endorse Susan Wright.
Dave Weigel covers politics for the Washington Post. He sees the endorsement as a defeat for some other Republicans in the race, including former Trump HHS Chief of Staff Brian Harrison.
There are candidates who've been running for weeks as the Trump candidate, the one with the credibility, the one who worked for him. So we'll learn how Republican voters sift out what is the aspect they like most about the president's legacy.
The top two vote getters will move on to a runoff, presuming neither gets 50% of this vote. Weigel sees the race also as a test for Democrats in Texas. As of now, Jana Lynn Sanchez, who lost to the late congressman in 2018, and Sean Lassiter have been seen as the frontrunners among Democrats in this district that President Biden lost only narrowly with 48% of the vote, and that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is sure to be watching closely. The all-but-certain runoff will be held no earlier than May 24th. Michael Schur, News Nation.